E-cigarette users report feeling less dependent and addicted than traditional smokers do. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports that in spite of that recent study finding, researchers do not believe e-cigarettes are safer.
According to a recent study out of Penn State, people who use e-cigarettes don't feel the need to reach for their device as much as traditional smokers do. Researchers found that users reported waiting longer to use an e-cigarette after waking up than traditional tobacco smokers did. They analyzed data from people who exclusively smoked cigarettes and people who exclusively used e-cigarettes. Guodong Liu, the lead author on the study, thinks that could be happening for a few different reasons.
We believe the addiction is heavily associated with the nicotine level in the blood.
On average, e-cigarettes contain less nicotine than cigarettes. Liu says the study is about answering the Surgeon General's 2016 call to do more robust research on e-cigarettes. Assessing how addictive these products are is really step one. And just because these products are less addictive doesn't make them safer, he says.
E-cigarettes is complicated. It's causing harm, but not just from nicotine, but from other chemicals. And actually, it's not homogeneous. You never know what's inside between one brand and another brand.
Some adults use e-cigarettes to help them quit smoking, but Liu is concerned that e-cigarettes are appealing to young people on their own. Between 2013 and 2014, e-cigarette use among young adults more than doubled.
We don't believe tobacco companies just suddenly behave better and better and more passionate about the population health.
He believes e-cigarettes are just another delivery model for nicotine. In future studies, he and his team will test whether these young adult and teen users actually transition to smoking traditional cigarettes. Ann Hoffman for WHYY News.